everybody. Logan Olson here. We don't have a guest, but we do learn how the people on this podcast stabbed people when they were younger, how they've been stabbed, and how one of them used to tag things when they're younger. And at the end, I bench press Dez Dolly, or at least try. He's quite heavy. I actually fell completely. Take care, everybody. Here we go.
We're starting the Rocker Jump podcast today.
It's the Face Rocker podcast.
Shucks. And this is Logan Olson. And hey, I'm gesturing towards Dez Dolly.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Face Rocker podcast. We got Benji Dolly, our producer, and my brother. How's it going? John Carmen of Ruby Dog Movies and of This Week at Rocker Jump.
New show. Check it out.
What's your show? Wait, so what's the show about?
It's essentially a behind the scenes show about like life at Rocket Jump and you know whatever's going on that week, but okay.
Is it real or is it a mockumentary of sorts?
It's sometimes it's real, sometimes it's a mock, sometimes it's a little bit of both. You know, you never know what you're gonna get.
Each John week just a new thing. Released the third part of his
John had an epic
magnum
saga.
Opus.
Yeah, all about life.
Co-starring Dez Dolly himself in a fantastic
everyone in the
role.
Office. Hey, Freddie's here.
Yeah, real quick. Yeah, it's the funniest thing that's on our channel, straight up.
Yeah.
I don't disagree.
If you haven't checked it out, you're blowing it.
Where can people go see it?
Go to Rocket Jump, or just Google This Week at Rocket Jump. It'll probably be easier. You'll see the link, and the best thing to check out would be the Nerdist Showdown, parts 1, 2, and 3.
Mm-hmm. So about 45 minutes of material.
What's
so
funny about it? What's funny
it's
about
not quite,
it?
It's like 20.
What's funny about it?
That's right.
I'm asking that question.
And basically, it starts off as kind of sort of real, and then it just descends into total scripted madness.
Do you like Christopher Guest movies?
Yeah, they're funny.
Is it better or worse than a Christopher Guest movie, would you say?
I'd say it's better. Wow. I think I've surpassed him.
I would agree.
Hey, you hear that, Chris? Suck it. Chris Harmon's got you,
Chris,
son.
If you're listening,
Guest,
Chris,
rabid fan of the Face Rocker podcast, just been dissed by John Carman.
Did someone disagree back there?
Yeah,
disagree?
I was like, oh! Yeah. Was that Matt? I'm guessing it's Matt, because he's the sort of guy who would...
Matt's like, no, that's not true.
I love Christopher Guest.
I love Chris Guest. It's way better than the shows we make.
So speaking of Chris...
Okay, where is this
going?
Incredible.
I thought we were talking about a little bit of Chris missed this week.
Chris
missed because
it is close. It is not.
No. It's October 2nd. You want to talk about Christmas?
It's sub 3 months away, man.
That's like
this is. I guarantee if you go to
quarter a year away.
I guarantee if you go to Price Costco right now, they've got Christmas stuff.
I was at Target the other day and Target. At La Target, they have the whole Christmas aisle set up already.
I told you, man. It's just starting earlier and earlier. So it's starting in October now.
I don't want to talk about Christmas right now.
But listen, if you want to get a badass present, you got to start now. If you want to get a good one. And this was the one part I told Dez before we started. That I was like, listen, there's going to be one part where you're going to want to cover your girlfriend's ears if she's listening to this.
Because she is. Taylor's listening. Hi, Taylor.
And you want to send her a sweet message from the past.
I love you, Taylor. There you go.
Anyways.
Sweet message from the past.
It'd be really rough if you died in a car crash before this comes out now.
God, that's weird and morbid. Yeah. Oh, it was almost a horrible accident yesterday.
But she didn't.
She's fine. But
frazzled. Surely frazzled.
She was driving my car back from San Diego and the engine blew up.
Your Honda Civic?
No, the Escort.
The Ford Escort.
The Ford Escort that I've had since 98. She was driving it up a steep grade in San Clemente through a rod. She lost all power and was plowing backwards.
Oh my gosh.
Going the opposite way through traffic, trying to jerk the wheel and get off to the shoulder of the road.
Yikes!
Yeah.
But she's fine?
She's fine.
You going to keep riding that car?
You're going to retell the story all peppered up and she could go out in a blaze of glory, but that's not what happened. That's not the truth.
Yeah.
So what are you going to get her for Christmas, man?
Man, I don't That's now. No, you're getting me in trouble. Like you.
Does she listen to these?
Yeah, she listens to these.
Hey, Taylor.
That's nice of her.
Hey, Taylor.
Yeah, hi, Tay. I don't know what I'm going to get her yet. I have.
You think it's? You do a jewelry?
You don't know what you're getting your girlfriend.
Oh yeah, I got months in advance planned out.
Do you really?
gifts. Like I don't have them planned out, but I keep a notepad on my phone, like an idea pad.
I have an idea pad.
Yeah.
For your girlfriend?
Yeah, and then like when it's time to get something or I think it's, you know.
They drop hints.
Yeah, and I write them down, and then I go back and I revisit, search them up, see which ones, you know.
So what you got? What are you going to serve up this Christmas for your lady, Benji?
Well, if I say it and she listens, then it's like not a surprise anymore. But definitely,
Why don't you say it to us and we'll bleep it.
Yeah, we'll bleep it.
No, that means I have to bleep it, and I ain't got time to bleep it because this is coming out tomorrow.
Because Benji is the guy that puts this couch here and these microphones.
Yeah,
and
I got to wake up in the morning and bleep this up tomorrow. Like
that's a shame because I was really hoping during this whole Christmas section if we could get a background of like some jingle bells.
I always have. I'm always suggesting, like, ooh, put some Howling Wolves here, or some Jingle Bells.
I love
it. And then as he's exporting the podcast, he's like, nah, man, I didn't have time for that shit.
What do you do all day, man?
I didn't have time
for cereal and play video games? What do you do?
Like, right now, we have the show going on. We're running, like, a marketing campaign. Social media campaigns are going on right now.
So, really,
like
you just search Twitter, and if anybody says video game, you're like, you should check out the high school. Like, that sort of thing? Like, where you just search, do Twitter searches?
No, not exactly.
You should check out the high school.
I should run this campaign.
I mean, there's things going on. I mean, I would like to, but...
Are our billboards up now?
Yeah, we're actually starting to get people tweeting in. We had a couple tweets in today. We got Jenny Matrix on a bus was sent to us, so...
Wait, you guys actually have real billboards?
Yeah, if you're in the New York, Chicago, LA areas, we got billboards, we got bus wraps, we got bus stations wrapped up. We're inside subway cars, taxis.
I'll tell you what, people in L.A., throwing down. Chicago, and New York.
We got a Sunset Strip billboard.
If you see one of our billboards, we're popping off on the strip. Us a pic. Follow us on Twitter.
Yeah,
snap us a pic. Tweet it at us, and we'll enter you to win like a VGHS Season 1 and 2 Blu-ray combo pack. How does
exactly,
that sound?
Yeah. We'll send some sweet stuff out. Heck yeah.
Well, let's give away. We got a box of those. We'll start giving them away. So tweet us your picks. Tell us where you're
at. This is the real deal. We're getting like a major like push.
That's pretty nuts, man.
Are
you on that billboard on Sunset?
I'm not on the billboard. I didn't make the cut.
Benji didn't make it.
I didn't make the cut.
Who's on it?
I didn't make the cut. It's I haven't seen the actual billboard. I seen the bus wrap today. The bus wrap today that was featured was mostly Jenny Matrix today. Yeah. But I seen one of the, because we also have all those bus stations. We have a bunch of those, like those side like one sheet areas next to like bus stops. And one I saw today had the entire, like it had Frenzy on there and it had Jimmy and Blaylock and Johanna and Ellery. And
I saw a picture of some ads on the train in Chicago.
Oh, I know we've got pictures of our taxi, which was actually something really cool. We got our actual fans to use like their own comments for like an ad spot that are in the back of taxis in New York. So like our actual fans and their like avatars on YouTube got used for a bunch of the ad spots that are being
quotes
circled right now, which is like really cool. So that we're pretty excited about as well.
Other than
so
like Peter
thank
Travers.
You if you're one of those guys that helped us out, that's cool. We appreciate it.
And no thanks, Peter Travers. Mm-hmm. He didn't give us any sweet quotes.
He didn't give us any sweet ones?
Wait, yeah. Who's Peter Travers?
He's the Rolling Stone guy who's always like printed on the back of Blu-ray covers. Like Peter Travers says, this is a rock and roll, a good time.
Does he tell check us it out? That? We're supposed to.
I don't know. He probably didn't.
He should tell. He should give us some love, Pete.
Who's the most like the most famous critic who's checked out your stuff? Ebert? Was Ebert alive for the first season?
Yeah, he was alive for the first season.
Freddy
shaking his head at this line of questioning. Ebert was Ebert alive?
Ebert, did Ebert check out your stuff?
Hey, Freddy, who's the most famous critic who's watched and reviewed our show?
I'm off mic. This is worthless.
Freddy's off.
Freddy's basically saying no one.
Don't worry, Freddy. We'll enhance it.
Freddy's answer is no. Stop talking to me.
Here's the only critic I need. I just need just the loving support of our dozens of fans out there. You don't need critics.
All 12 of you.
That's really powerful,
Freddy.
Explain,
by the way, the sound will be like I'm walking around the room. Have you guys explained why we're not in for this one?
No, why don't you explain it?
Yes, we have explained
really
it.
Quick. Yeah, we're doing our Indiegogo screening on Saturday, and what we're doing is we're putting together all the episodes at once, like House of Cards style. That's funny because our colors read a post article about that. They're like, yeah, it's really hard to do all 12 episodes of House of Cards at once. It was a horrible experience. And we're like, yeah, it is a horrible experience. Mm-hmm. And he kept reading. He's like, you know, to be fair, they have more stuff, but they're like, we had our full team of 300 people working on this nonstop, and we're like, we have four people here.
We have four.
Yeah.
So that's what we're doing, the work of 150 and half the episodes of House. Anyway, so we're doing all the post stuff right now, which is why I can't step in for an hour.
Do you think it's going to be done in time?
Yeah, we're on track so far. Everything's good. Just a lot of stuff.
If it's not done, you're still going to show it?
There's going to be some visual effects that aren't in yet. Like, we have a big CG sequence that aren't going to be in, but, you know, we'll tell people beforehand that they're getting exclusive cool sneak peek at something and we're not quite done
we
yet.
Should record Logan and then just put him in a little picture-in-picture explaining the effects that are missing as they're happening.
Like, interpretive. Logan yeah. Olsen, interpretive visual effects.
I was going to ask, is there anything that, because I presume you're going to do, like, the whole no camcording thing, right?
Yeah, so we got three guys with NVGs.
Night vision goggles.
Yes, night vision goggles. For those of you who are not elite tactical operators like Logan and myself are, we're not gonna do that. These are Indiegogo supporters, man. They're not gonna try and steal from us.
You don't know that, but anyways, because of that, you're gonna put stuff in there that will never be seen again. Like
there is a
like
little a, bit like of a, there's a little fun credits thing,
like a little bum, yeah. little Jimmy bum cheek coming.
That's
out.
That's horrible. Why would
a Jimmy bum cheek?
A little Jimmy
that's
bum cheek.
Kids, kids like fun, are watching the show,
like a
Logan.
Fun,
that's
like story, like a storybook name, like old Jimmy bum cheek.
It's like sexual assault.
Jimmy I'm just saying, a little something for the fans, but only if you come to the screening.
A little something for the kids is what he meant.
The kids.
All right, well, clearly this podcast is going in a good direction, so I'm going to go and leave you guys with that. So see you,
Freddie.
Thanks, Freddie.
Yeah, that screening is this Saturday at 4 o'clock, if anyone is...
if you're in the area, yeah.
Well, actually, it's not open.
Yeah, it's true. It's for
invite went out to students at the L.A. Film School where we'll be screening, so yeah. Any of you L.A. Film School kids are listening, we'll see you there.
Do you think actually LA Film School kids actually listen to this?
Who knows? I guess we'll see.
Logan, are you going to watch any of the third season?
I'll try. When it comes out on YouTube, I'll probably try to watch the first episode.
There we go.
Probably try to.
He'll probably try to.
I'll hold you to probably trying.
I mean, it definitely show up in my subscription feed. And
you don't do any work to put it there.
Logan, how mad did you used to get when our podcast would show up on your email? Your subscription feed. Like the rest of everyone else.
Oh, actually, I'd never check my subscription feed. I'm just saying on the off chance that I go to YouTube.com so on the
chance
day.
That you do check your YouTube subscription feed and maybe see Video Game High School Season 3, you probably might consider watching.
You know, I will
episode.
Definitely support Matt and all you guys by trying to watch the first episode.
But we appreciate the effort.
And I just want to support my friends, you know?
Thanks, Logan.
Hey, you're welcome.
Logan couldn't Olsen, do this without you. Mr. Support.
So,
what's on your list of topics, by the way? We should just blow past Christmas, because who the hell cares?
Everybody cares about Christmas, man.
I'm Jewish, so I was just kind of making me uncomfortable anyway.
Done. So, have you guys ever seen Gilmore Girls?
No.
No.
Move along.
However, I do want to point out, it's hilarious, since it is like crunch time with VGHS. I came in super early yesterday, just because I was up really early. Come in. Matt's sleeping here full time now. He's got his sleeping bags and his sleeping gear. I walk in, Matt's editing hardcore on one monitor. The next monitor, he's got Gilmore Girls.
He's got his Gilmore Girls.
Blasted.
Matt loves it.
It's his fuel.
Well, apparently some people just love, like, it's like definitely one of those things where some people love Gilmore Girls.
I haven't seen it.
And it came out on Netflix yesterday. And so lately, like the moment my girlfriend got home, she just booked it to Netflix and started just streaming Gilmore Girls like around the clock.
Yeah.
So I'm getting a little splash.
The WB.
You're getting splash?
I'm getting some Gilmore Girl splash.
Yeah, is it rubbing off on you?
No, not really.
No, not doing
it's,
it.
You know, it's not horrible. Like, it's okay. It's, like, in the background. It's not like...
Matt Arnold? Are you here to defend Gilmore Girls? He doesn't
Matt
need
just said,
to.
It speaks
I don't need
for
to.
Itself.
The show speaks for itself.
Okay. To be fair, I wasn't home yet.
Matt just tried burning.
For those who
girl,
didn't
man.
Hear, he said his girlfriend went straight to Gilmore Girls.
Not and
him.
Not you.
Dave.
Yeah, that was quite an ice burn.
He didn't even defend the show. He just started talking smack about you.
That's okay. That's fine, man.
It gets personal with Matt and Gilmore
yeah,
Girls.
Yeah, seriously.
You don't get in between Matt and his Gilmore Girls.
So have you guys ever tried this Uber thing?
I'm more of a Lyft segue. Guy.
Uber's What's great. The difference?
Nice segue.
Lyft? Okay. Lyft
has some
I love
mustache.
Your shirt check after that. Carson over here. Nice segue. You're fucking looking at the camera. It's like
that's how you, that's how you that. Punctuate a joke.
Nice segue. He's looking at me.
Just want to make sure.
I loved it.
Stuck it in there. Thanks.
I thought it was
Thanks,
gold.
Thanks, that was just for you, Ben.
No, I thought that was gold. That was some pro shit right there. Yeah, Uber. What about Uber, Logan?
Well,
why Uber?
What is the difference?
So, well, I got into
it. Explain Uber and then explain why Lyft is different than Uber.
Well, I don't know the difference. I just know Uber works.
One of them's got a pink mustache. They both provide the same service, right?
Mm-hmm. No.
No.
Yeah. Right. No. Yeah.
They don't.
They do.
No. What's Lyft the difference? Is, Lyft is donation based. So you can pay whatever you want. You can pay
including
nothing.
Including nothing?
No you can way. Pay not you'll get a bad score, which means people won't will pick be less likely up. To pick you up. But you can it's all based on donation, and whereas Uber
No, I don't want to be rated. They get rated. No, I don't know.
They'll rate you too, man.
So basically they'll tag you as a cheapskate and nobody
exactly,
will.
Exactly, exactly.
So that's bizarre.
Hold on.
So how do you know how much to pay? Do they make a suggestion? Like how do you
No, it encourages this donation based system encourages the driver to be personable and friendly and your buddy.
What if you carry on a poor conversation?
I don't want to be a buddy with my driver.
And they give you a bad rating and then no one will pick you up because you're not a good conversationalist.
Or you disagree with him.
Yeah.
That's
what if he's like, I'm racist? And you're like, well, I'm not. And he gives you a zero. He gives you zero stars.
I'm sure
you can never get a Lyft ride again.
Certainly there must be checks and balances in this
what
system.
What are the checks, John? Balance.
Have you ever been given a bad score?
I don't think they tell you what.
Have you ever been in a Lyft, John?
All right, let's. I've been in
so
plenty of
Lyfts. So they're anonymously rated by these Lyfts?
I may be wrong. I think that's right. I'm not a credible Lyft source.
John's
but,
like been in maybe one or two Lyfts.
No. I've been in plenty of Lyfts.
The Lyfts.
They.
Lyft into me.
Lyfts. Listen to me.
You said Lyft.
No, I said list.
Oh, okay.
Listen. You said lifted into me.
Listen.
Let's
get down
to
brass tacks, yeah. Okay?
Thank you.
This did not happen every time I took a Lyft, but the first two times I took a Lyft was picked up by drop-dead, gorgeous woman. And I get in the back seat, assuming it's like an Uber, and they're like, and she's like, what are you doing back there? Get up here. And I'm like...
And you say,
and
keep
I'm like,
going. Don't let him keep going.
I blush and I go, well, I mean, if you want me to. And so. So
it's like the Hooters of taxis.
Wait, shut up. What happened next?
I get in the front and she proceeds to explain to me that Lyft is a more personable, friendly experience. And they encourage you to sit up in the passenger seat and like get to know each other during the ride as opposed to an Uber. Where it's some unfriendly guy who you just sit.
Oh yeah,
back.
Guys, ick.
I'm not guy as in the general.
Like
I'm not
your favorite with guys. But dropped it gorgeous.
No. For some reason,
hurt five stairs.
For some reason, it was only the first two times that it was dropped it gorgeous women. The rest of it, you know, sometimes it was guys
it's just
or
like
some
Eastern European. Like oh,
but I will say this. In New York City, I recently took a Lyft there. Really bad experience. The guy, I don't know if he was scamming me or he just made a mistake, but he took a wrong turn on a highway and they apply bridge tolls. So when he was, oh, I went the wrong way, he went back. So I got charged double bridge tolls and it was like an extra $20 to my bill.
Oh, yeah, I got a question for you, John. I got a question for you. If you're in one of these Lyft scenarios, you need to get from here to there. You hit the little button on your app and a very, very unattractive man pulls up in his Lyft,
Ted,
and you hop in the back, as you normally would, according to your first anecdote.
No, you're normally supposed to jump in the front.
And then he says, get up here, pal. Oh. I want to be personable with you. Let's get to know each other.
That sounds like a nice person to me. I think you should honor that.
Well, I mean, yeah, if he gives me good vibes, sure, I'll give him a chance. But
yeah. He does, yeah.
Yeah, but I've had plenty of great conversations with cool, down-to-earth Lyft drivers.
If I want to talk with like a friend when I'm going somewhere, I'll call a friend to give me a ride.
Have you tried Uber?
Yeah, I've done.
I love Uber, man.
I do.
I love that you don't have to actually like interface with the person. Mm-hmm. You press a button, money is like a transaction occurs.
I love it,
and then no questions asked, they just drive you and drop you off.
So that's the difference. Lyft wants you to ride up front and talk to them. If you're like Logan, you don't give a shit.
Uber's like a robot. Uber, it's essentially a robot.
Yeah.
Like a robot ferries you. It's
Logan,
basically
do you
a
do you have money. Feelings or do you just like you just want your service and no human interaction?
I think it's that. Like sometimes you just feel more introverted and I'd say being transported by strangers is a time when I just kind of wanted to like hang out by myself.
It's like the bathroom. Just tunnel vision.
Or grocery store. Do you guys like having a talkative cashier or the cashier who's just like, how's it going? Great.
That one depends. Done. Have the conversation, but as long as it ends once the transaction is over, I don't need to stay.
How do you feel if they like give you like a full board transaction like about like, hey,
fall's coming. How about those leaves?
The worst is the joke, like the dad joke at the end. Like,
oh, I'm
trying to leave,
joke.
And then they hit me with a dad joke.
You know what's
joke.
Really
it's
bad?
Like, no,
I always
no.
take a dad joke.
You know, I don't mind them being personable there. I think it's really nice. But if they're looking up at you, no longer ringing, and then you can feel the heat of the 12 people in line looking yeah. at you like, why are you talking to the cashier? And it's like, I'm not talking to them. They're talking to me. I'm not going to tell them to stop. That would be rude. And then you're stuck in this really uncomfortable
situation. It's always
situation.
Trader Joe's.
For some Trader reason, Trader Joe's,
Joe's
I know.
Talkative.
Yeah.
They must train them to do that. They must be like, listen, what you need to do is just talk to these people. Just talk. Like, yeah.
Well, they're like Lyft.
They're Lyft. So yeah. what? Like,
it's
what's
the Lyft of grocery stores.
As opposed to, have you been to Fresh and Easy?
I've been to a Fresh and
what's
Easy.
The
they don't give a shit.
It's totally Uber.
They don't give a shit.
You don't even talk to anybody. You just like you
Fresh
put your credit card
the
in this
Uber
slot and
stores.
Like do your own grocery stores. Yeah. I've never even seen a human work at Fresh and Easy.
That's not true.
As far as I know, it's empty. Only
I've
robots.
I've seen people there, but they don't give a shit. They just stand there.
That's more my grocery store. That's more my speed.
Yeah.
Sounds like you're looking forward to this cold and humid future that we're barreling towards.
He's got to roll up. I can't wait.
What's the future of grocery stores then, Logan? No, you don't have to talk to anybody?
Dude, the future what? Grocery stores are those RFID chips.
Yes, RFID no, it's chips? Not interfacing with people. You just
you do
it's actually probably
you
drones
check,
dropping it off, like
Amazon drones.
Amazon, have you seen Amazon Fresh where you
I had a,
you ask them to leave it and they just leave it at your doorstep. You never even see anybody drop it there. It's like elves.
I got a free trial of that when they started the program.
For
it's
that,
fantastic.
Though, you're supposed to have like checkout lists. Grocery stores where you check everything out yourself.
You're living in the future when you can go to Amazon and buy like a
ham,
like a cheap Blu-ray and a carton of chocolate milk, and some guy drops off chocolate milk a couple
that's
hours
cool.
later.
You think we'll,
awesome.
You think we'll ever see drones drop off like our groceries? Yeah,
probably.
Yeah.
You think it's gonna happen?
Yeah, dude.
The weird thing is,
sweet stuff.
How's that gonna work if you're in an apartment complex? Is there like a drop zone?
I think
they're
the drones
drop
are,
stuff
no,
into a big drop
the,
box. And
the
then
drones
go
are gonna
out.
Need the drones are
dude,
gonna
we
need arms.
Like, we have to do drop zones.
Gates.
Just
drop
for
zones?
The idea of having drop zones like that.
I'll see you at the drop zone later.
Yeah, put in the drop zone.
Yeah,
that's just too cool to pass up.
No, I think it's going to be arms. Drones with arms that can open your door.
No.
And they let themselves in, and they put your groceries away. Yes. They tuck you in and say goodbye on their way out.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds so awesome.
Yeah,
that's terrible.
That's pretty
future
cool.
I cannot wait for.
One fleshy arm on a flying drone.
Oh, it's a fleshy arm?
Oh, well, yeah, for fingerprint scanning. It needs to identify itself.
Is it, okay, all right, sure.
As you.
All right, I'll go
it's
with
like
it.
It's like, you know, Des Dolly acknowledged, and then
so they clone
in.
My thumb and attach it to
oh,
a
clone drone.
Articulated drone.
A clone drone.
A clone drone. But just it does all your shopping for you.
Right, my drone clones. And clone drones are
yeah.
tucking me in at night and dropping off my chocolate milks and my Teddy Grahams.
Thank you, drone clone.
Thanks, drone clone.
Clone drone sounds awful.
So speaking
list?
Of groceries,
yeah. speaking no. of groceries, here we
dude,
go.
Dude, the segues.
Yes.
Yeah. Logan segues.
It's like it's like pulling
these
days break when you're going 100 miles an hour.
We're gonna do a super cut of Logan segues.
Speaking of groceries,
I'm pretty sure it's always
roller coasters.
No. I want to know about your guys' three fave snacks.
Did you really have that on your list?
Yeah, three fish snacks.
All right.
No, I feel
okay,
like
hold on.
That
segue isn't that bad.
Yeah. No, it wasn't bad, but I feel
it's
like...
It's a pretty shitty topic. Like, it's a horribly shitty topic.
Why? Yeah.
But the segue was actually pretty good. I take back everything I said about your segue.
I'd like to suggest this, like a new podcast for Logan where it's just 2 minutes because that's how long it takes for him to get bored with any subject.
With anything.
So, yeah. It's just like it's just over. You know, in and out, he just ends the podcast as soon as it's
well,
over.
I'd like to just do 2 minutes with Logan at the end of every podcast where he just asks you 50 questions.
50 to 60
and then
questions.
We all just smile and nod and go, uh-huh. And then we quietly end the podcast.
No.
We're not answering anything.
Des, you're not going to have this one, man. I want to know your three faves.
Do I sense a challenge?
Standing his ground.
Journalistic integrity.
This keeps pushing off like he's embarrassed about his favorite snacks.
I'm not embarrassed about my three favorite snacks.
Don't be embarrassed.
Does beer count as a snack?
No, it's gotta be. It's gotta
beer,
be a food.
Chips, and chocolate treats.
You're too general. I want some proper nouns in this.
Shoot.
You like
pizza. Pizza is a favorite snack.
It's like a dinner. Like, what's
that's
our
not
chips?
A dinner?
Like, you like
what?
A sour
how
cream and onion man? Or like a barbecue
here?
Man?
That you refuse to accept any of my answers. Dude, I'm sticking with beer and pizza and
Kit Kats.
Cold Kit Kats.
Those are my treats.
Yeah. Is a hot Kit Kat a thing?
It's not as good.
A lukewarm room temperature Kit Kat.
Yeah, not as good as a cold Kit Kat. But I'm not a fan of cold chocolate bars, but the cold Kit Kat is better.
You like a melting bar?
What? No.
Like a melty chocolate bar?
I like just a regular standard bar.
Standard bar, man. Right. Okay.
Okay, next. Let's...
Hold on.
That was my snack.
John Carman, you seem so riveted by this line of questioning. Please chime in. We've been cutting you off.
Let's hear his fancy ass.
We're basically living in this society that's like going to shit. It's like a borderline apocalyptic, like news. And then we're just like, what's your three favorite?
I said let's talk about this. Wait, this fucking guy in Dallas who has Ebola. First reported case of Ebola in the United States. Logan's like, fuck that. I want to talk about your favorite snacks. Fuck everybody wants to know about your snacks.
Full guys.
Listen,
how Benji's down with this?
Let's raise the stakes. The Doom Squad over here wants to talk about the apocalypse.
No, I'm just saying, like, anything of importance.
Here, you get Ebola.
What's wrong? Wait, how are snacks?
You get Ebola. What do you do? Moving on. Yeah.
I'm ashamed to say I don't know anything about Ebola. I know it's like
some sort of jungle disease.
That's it.
So John dies because he doesn't know the symptoms and he just withers away.
What's the warning signs of Ebola?
I don't know. Flu-like symptoms, probably.
I'm sure.
Bleeding out of all orifices.
We never answered.
You guys are that scared to talk about your favorite snacks.
I listed 12 snacks. Chips. I like chips.
This is, oh, God.
So you can't tell. You probably can't tell from the video, but Des is sweating over here. He's got the snack shakes. I've never seen a man more terrified to talk about snacks.
I have the fry shakes.
Carmen's jittery over here. He can't sit still because we keep pushing the snack talk.
I didn't think snacks would be such a fearsome topic.
Nobody cares. Nobody cares about fucking snacks.
Everybody likes to know your fave snacks.
What else is this?
Benji, what's your fave snacks?
Dude, I'm on a huge Baba Ghoosh kick.
Love Baba.
Wait.
No, just pull through it. Snacks. Here's a life skill for Logan. Not coming up with podcast topics.
Wait. Benji.
Let me see Benji's face next.
I don't know why we're stomping all over Benji. Tell us about
his face.
Just rattle them off, Benji, because everybody's dying to know now what your fucking snacks are.
Hold up, we talking about snacks?
Yeah, we're talking about fucking snacks, man.
He just stopped working to talk snacks.
Hold on. I bet I could guess one of Freddy's faves.
Coke.
Bugles.
Snack chat
with J. Logan Ellison and Freddie Wong.
Bugles? Nah, man, not Bugles.
Coke.
I thought you loved Bugles.
That's not a snack. That's a drink. That's a delicious
snack. Why can't you snack on a Coke?
Bugles?
Nah, bro.
Like the little things you put on your fingers that look like claws?
We know what Bugles are. He said no to Bugles.
I swear that Freddy was Bugles, man.
Let me back it up. Salty snack or sweet snack kind of guy?
It doesn't matter. Sweet, savory.
I'm all about that savory snack, bro.
Gardetto.
No, too much. Too gross and weird.
Too bready.
I'll tell you what. Too bready. Too much fried bread. Here's what it is. It's just straight up just eating croutons. I don't need that. All right, here's what it is, right?
Yeah.
I'm ready for him.
Hit us.
Scandos, man. Sour cream and onion.
What's a Scando?
What
the hell? S-C-A-N-D-O.
Scandos.
Sour cream and onion. Scando chips, bro.
Wait, you're talking about on top, like on
a chip?
No,
just straight up sour cream and onion chips, man. Lay's.
So chips, Lay's. Actual chips. Okay. So not
can
just
I,
like sour
I
cream and onion.
About Lay's, sour cream and onion?
Are the yeah. best.
Okay, we regularly would go on snack runs at the office. Like someone will go to the supermarket and pick.
We have a chip drawer full of nothing but chips.
And usually each pack comes with like what? Like 8 sour cream and onions.
They're gone within
2 days.
Yeah, you know what? That's all me. And you know what?
And then the Fritos are gone, and that pisses me off.
I'm with you. Here's the thing, right? Here's the other thing, right? Here's the thing, though. Fritos and Scandos. I'm saying they're gone immediately. Here's what I'm saying, Lay's. Listen, Lay's. We have to talk about snacks. When you do the variety pack, do 2 packs of regular chips and do 16 packs of sour cream and onion.
There should be more. Everybody's favorite.
Change it up. Yeah. Change up the ratios. Yeah. Nobody likes.
And you know what?
Nothing says compromise.
Agreed.
Like regular Lay's.
And you know who needs to compromise? Chester fucking Cheetah, because nobody wants all those fucking Cheetos.
We have a drawer filled with old, forgotten snack, like variety pack Cheetos.
Where are the chili cheese Fritos? I ask you, one in every 50 pack snack pack. Come on,
you know what this
you
is
do
like
on
though?
Purpose. So you buy more snacks?
Yeah,
packs.
Well, yeah, we got it. It's a double feature picture show thing. It's vertical. Yeah. Like it's a total hot dog
in the bun thing.
Yep. Yeah.
So you can only get, I guess, you can only get snack size sour cream and onions if you get the entire snack pack.
Yeah.
You can't just get like a variety, just like lots of little.
So why don't you guys just get a big bag of your favorites? Like you clearly go through them fast. Because
nobody washes their hands around here, probably.
Yeah, we're all going to be dipping into
50
our own
people
bag.
In an office is a great dipping their hands into a bag.
This is a great job for an intern. Is
interns washing Tony. People's hands, right?
No, but I'm
you
saying
want an intern
you get
just walking around washing everyone's hands.
But I'm saying you get the intern to sterilize their hands and then get Ziploc bags and make your own. Fun pack sized ones out of Costco.
Let's make our intern make chip fun packs.
That's what we'll do. Everyone. We'll turn into a chip distribution company. I mean, they have put all our energy and focus into breaking down large bags of chips into much smaller snack sized bags of chips.
You're welcome.
We don't have anything else to do around here?
But we've clearly found a need.
What are you talking about,
small
Logan?
Packs of sour cream and onion. That's a mark. We just stated this is a need in
there
the office.
There is a niche so market for snack-sized bags of sour cream and onion.
So if we
chips,
just do purely
I
that.
Support. Look, I'll invest in your guys' chip co. You can use the garage downstairs to make your chips.
We got a chip co.
Can you imagine how much acne would go around the office if we were making chips out of this?
You don't need to make the chips. You just take them out of a Costco bag and you put them in the smaller bag.
Big bag and a little bag, I get it.
Okay, well, let's get it. Now I'm interested. I am a fan of I am a fan.
All right,
I'm
yes,
a fan of chips.
Yes,
specifically chips. Let's talk, because there's a whole variety.
I win!
Go to
suck
fucking
it.
Hell,
Logan.
You dick.
He did win.
Let's break it down. What are the best?
Uncle Ray's sour cream and onion are the best chips.
Who's Uncle Ray's? Ray's?
Is that like your uncle? Kettle Cook Barbecues.
Uncle Ray's. Number two.
Cruncher's Barbecue.
Cruncher Barbecue.
Cruncher's Barbecue.
Cruncher Barbecue.
I'd like to give a shout out to Zaps. You're killing it with your Cajun flavor. They
Cajun flavor gator chips.
They have gator chips. They have crawdad chips. They have all sorts of crazy.
The dill. Big fan of the dill.
Mm. So that sounds like chips are the snack of choice amongst everybody here.
Yeah, it's a guilty pleasure.
Not like Cheez-Its or Goldfish. Like those can.
We go through a lot of Goldfish.
Goldfish is always a must-have goldfish. On set. I do know on VJHS, the one thing that's always there is flavor-blasted Goldfish. Yeah. Always.
What do you mean flavor-blasted?
The extra cheesy kind. They're flavor-blasted. Yeah, they're actually blasted with more flavor.
They're actually blasted. Benji can speak to the blasting process. I've seen it and can attest they are actually blasted.
I've watched the episode of Unwrapped with Mark Summers.
Hey, he is here, by the way.
Where is he, by the way? What's he doing?
He's actually... he's having a Twitter campaign to re-host Double Dare yet again, is what Mark's up to.
John
now.
Shaking his head. He doesn't give a shit about
Mark
Summers.
You don't
Mark
care Summers. About Mark Summers? Probably because you're young as shit.
What am I, like 2 years younger Brian, than you, Ben? Are you kidding me?
Young as shit.
Young as shit.
2 years, that's how you lose out on Mark Summers.
I guess you're right.
Did you watch What Would You Do?
No.
Okay.
See?
2 years, that's all it took.
So have you guys? Okay. How do you guys feel about Sriracha?
I don't know what it is.
More snack talk.
Hold on.
All right. Do you want to talk about Ebola?
No.
Are we finally there?
No.
Yeah. Well, hey, that sounds like fun. Let's talk.
No, I'm over it.
Fluids.
What would we even do? We would just be reciting headlines that we
basically,
saw.
Basically, I'm not.
We have no. Yeah, we're not
know so now you're over. Acting like there's no reason to when you wanted
no,
to do
no,
it.
If we want, no, if we want to talk
you
about
go back to snacks,
the foundations
it.
Of society itself, that'd be interesting. But if we're going to go with specifically
Wait,
into.
What does that have to do with Ebola?
What are you talking about?
That's what I was talking about before. I was being like, we need to talk about Ebola. I don't know where you're getting that from.
So you want to talk about the foundations of society? Which
sure.
would be
like how
agriculture?
Humans, no, just how we are humans are expected to treat each other. You know,
nice.
We're raised in this
John,
like
John
golden rule, son.
John, I admire that. But this is the podcast where we discuss favorite snacks and sriracha.
Yeah, dude. Last week we talked right? about Bloodsport,
like Gilmore Girls.
That's yeah. a heavy top. Bloodsport is a deep,
well,
deep
yeah.
film.
We should throw a little shout out to Bloodsport every week.
Yes,
every week. Well, yeah, we do.
I still got to watch Kickboxer actually. After talking about that,
you've never seen it.
Yeah, and now the television's Gilmore Girls 24/7. I'm not going to get it. I'm not going to see anything.
You'll like Kickboxer more than Gilmore Girls, easily.
So you can take a Sriracha factory tour now. You can
Which
go
to, factory?
Like they have one factory. It was the factory that got shut down because like all the citizens of the town were having
spicy.
Their eyes burn, and the whole town smelt like chemicals because of the intense flavor blast, to use your term, Benji, that's going out of that factory.
Yeah, that's an actual technical part of the process. I don't know why you guys are mocking
me. Term. I mean, that happened in the Great Molasses.
So wait, hold on.
The town of flavor blasts.
So is it flavor blasts? Like they just take like a leaf blower filled with like dust and spray
it? Cheese powder. They take cheese powder and it's like a cheese powder wind tunnel.
There's a blaster.
And they blast the goldfish.
You know, this isn't that far fetched though. Did you guys read that article about the invention of the Taco Bell Doritos partnership?
No. The worst partnership in the history.
Oh, it created over 10,000 jobs. That's a fantastic partnership.
Blech. I'm just saying, nothing is good about a Dorito.
You're such a negative Nancy tonight.
Dude, no, I'm just saying, compared to the
scotch.
I mean,
yeah, that's what it is.
Compared to the regular
rage scotch.
Like taco hard shell that they have there.
You're right. Taco Bell's fantastic. They only went downhill.
No, I
mean, they're bad, but that's just like, what?
Do you like Doritos?
They're okay.
Do you like tacos?
It's not a satisfying. It's almost like a half crunch with Doritos. They found a way to like out half the crunchiness.
I think you might have just had a stale Dorito.
Chips. Yeah, you had a stale Dorito.
No, just generally they just Doritos aren't real chips. They just kind of crumble apart. They don't like break.
Have you ever heard of the invention of Doritos? Because have you heard about this?
I've not.
They were invented at Disneyland.
Ha!
Yeah.
Why are we
clapping?
Yeah, it was totally.
Disneyland. Only gold is made in Disneyland.
Gold. No, but really quickly, let's talk about those Taco Bell, Taco Bell Doritos things. They actually did invent their own cheese blasting device just for that.
See, what I was surprised about is that Taco Bell made a deal and did pre-made Doritos Locos Tacos before they cut a deal with Fritos and started serving the baseball Little League walking tacos.
Do they serve those now?
No, but I'm saying that was such a major thing.
Wait,
in
what's a Little
parks.
League walking taco?
Nobody knows.
That's not a common
thing. It's like a Midwest thing.
Is it?
It's a taco that
a
has
walking.
Legs.
You never heard of a walking taco?
It's a bag. When we play Little League baseball, you go to the concession stand and you get one of those snack packs of chili cheese Fritos.
Yeah,
and they crunch them up a little bit.
Okay,
and then put in taco meat and melted cheddar cheese and sour cream.
But it's designed to eat with a fork
and
knife.
You eat it out of the bag.
Yeah, you eat it out of the bag with a long
taco.
Spoon.
Oh my god,
called a walking taco.
That is very Midwest.
And I'm surprised that.
Hey, so what do you, John? Are you from the Midwest?
I spent time out there. I went to college out there, but I'm not from.
Where are you from?
Connecticut.
Oh, East Coast.
Oh yeah.
Do you guys miss anything from your respective neck of the woods that you can't get out here? Like, is there like
my family?
Oh. But I meant like, is there like that, like, you know, like if you're in the Midwest, like is Culver's the thing where you guys are from?
Yeah. Culver's good.
Culver's Butterburger.
Culver's is good.
Yeah.
Is there something like that?
I wish there were more Dairy Queens.
Continuing on with our snack talk.
I definitely wish there were way more
Dairy Queens
out here.
Freddie's looking for Dairy Queens when we're out on the road.
I got to rep the East Coast equivalent of Dairy Queen is Carvel, and that shit is dope. I think they have like one out in LA.
Never
but
heard of Carvel.
If you listen, whoever's listening or watching, go look up your Carvel map locator and find the I'm telling you, the best soft serve you'll ever have.
So that's the main thing you guys miss is just ice cream. You're like,
I honestly don't miss any food from home.
I do miss cornfields. As dumb as that sounds, they're relaxing.
You know, you can go to cornfields. In this
drive
of the
to
woods.
A cornfield.
Yeah, but it's not my backyard.
You know, you think you should.
I miss two lane highways
running through our backyard. Like that's nice.
Like I miss two lane highways. I really like two lane highways. It's nice to be on
actually the most dangerous type of highway.
Like it's a really relaxing drive instead of being on like seven lanes where everybody's about to smash into each other and honking and screaming. Like I miss being on like an interstate, like a normal.
By the way, you know what you should do with your lady friends, Benji, or I guess your lady friend, corn maze, man. October is
corn maze
time.
Corn maze would be fun. Are they got those around here?
Yeah.
Where are they at?
Like Sunland. Like you got to go a little north. Sunland? It's just like 15 minutes north of here.
It's north, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was in Sunland before. I did some
horses out there, and there's a prop house.
Yeah, there isn't. There, there's like a Halloween festival there, is there not?
Yeah. You can get your. Are you guys going to carve a pumpkin this year?
I'm going to carve a few. Yeah. I've already been painting some pumpkins.
Painting?
I just you get the little like mini ones from the grocery store for 69 cents. You paint
pumpkins?
Yeah, the inside.
But you paint on it.
The fun craft.
Yeah.
You don't like touching the inside of the pumpkin?
No.
Bench,
I don't care. I'm a Nancy.
You're not
I don't
like
touching a
you don't like, do you like pumpkin pie?
It's okay. I'm not a Cool Whip fan, so pumpkin pie to me is lame.
You can use whipped cream. You don't have to use Cool Whip. You can just use
Everyone I know always uses Cool Whip, and it's stupid as hell.
It's because you're from the Midwest.
Look at him. Cool Whip, right?
Cool Whip.
See? Ridiculous.
Sticking to my guns.
So what are you guys going to carve on your pumpkins this year?
Terminator.
Ooh.
Who?
The Terminator.
I heard the Serbinator.
The Serbinator.
Like a Serbinator.
Serbian hero. Don't mock me. It's one of my favorite stories. The Serbinator.
Maybe a Terminator endoskeleton. Or maybe the poster, the T2 poster is half Arnold, half Terminator.
Were you guys there when I did Guy Fieri?
You carved a Guy Fieri pumpkin?
Yeah, Freddy was there. Freddy was there for the Guy Fieri.
No, I'm sad to say incredible. I missed that.
I was really proud of it, and I took it to work on Friday. I was so proud of it. And I left it there over the weekend. I didn't know they shut off the air conditioning. And when I got there on Monday...
Guy went bad?
Guy went real bad, man.
Yeah.
To the point that it melted. It melted completely and it had molded over already. Like, it literally just looked like a grassy field.
Yeah.
And was spraying juices into all my filing cabinets.
Oh, God.
So, you know, if there's don't do that. Don't leave your pumpkins outside, man. Let them frost over.
We left ours outside last year for a while.
Yeah.
How'd that go?
We left it out there until about February.
It was there for a while.
Are you guys going to go to a party? Are you guys going to do some pranking? Some serious Halloween pranking?
Old for pranking.
Dude, some hardcore pranking?
Benji, what's your favorite Halloween pranking?
I don't know if I was necessarily Halloween pranking, but I was a huge fan. I lived for water ballooning cars when I was younger.
How come? That seems dangerous.
I thought it was the funniest thing in the world. It's not... you probably get your ass beat real hard doing that. I luckily never did. I should have.
You probably killed somebody.
I don't think I did, but I just thought it was so funny.
I don't think I did.
We were always just hitting cars with water balloons. That was our thing.
John, how do people prank in Connecticut?
You
sue each other.
I am ashamed to say I have been part of a gang of eggers. It's kind of a prank. Egg a house.
Yeah, that sounds just like straight vandalism.
Yeah, you're a terrible person.
I mean, there were older kids, you know, and I wanted to be like cool with the older kids. And
so you went egging with them?
Went egging with them.
You get caught?
Nope. I won't go into it, but, you know.
No, go into it, man.
Ooh, whoa, get into okay, it. Now I want to hear this.
Yeah. Oh, what happened?
Sounds just serious.
I was a cohort in a... tagging session late one night.
Oh.
I like how we're pulling out all of John's dirty laundry right now. Egging and tagging.
And, yeah, but, like, this guy, I mean, he was a pretty good tagger, I guess, and I just, like, didn't, so I would just draw just, like, obscene, like, oh, it's a penis.
It's a dick.
Yeah.
Watch what you say. Don't explain exactly what you drew.
Oh, no.
It's, where. We don't know the statute of limitations here. Somebody could
arrest
what's
you.
What's the statute of limitations on tag? But, yeah, I just remember, like, he told me to hide. We were in this alley. I hid behind a dumpster. I looked out around the corner, and I saw the beginning of a cop car pulling up, and then I, like, shot back. I'm like, oh, crap. And then, like, they stopped for a second, and they shone a light into the alley, and I was like, oh, I'm sure we're screwed. And then he just kept on driving, so...
You did it. You ninja'd out of getting busted by coppers,
hiding
man.
In the shadows.
Yep.
You're like
Sneaky
Batman.
John. That's what they call it.
Did you ever tag again after that incident, or was that
no,
it for you?
No, hell no.
Feeling in your stomach?
I was with the bad influence type kid.
Is that the
know?
Most criminal act you've ever done, or have you, like, shivved a dude?
Shivved a dude?
You mean attempted murder?
Stabbed him.
Yeah. John? Tell us, because we
you
suspect you're an attempted murderer.
Nope.
I stabbed someone.
Did you really, Benji?
Yeah, in first grade. I stabbed a person that was sitting behind me in class. They were hitting me. They kept poking me, and I got mad. I didn't mean to stab them. And they were like
clean
poking
through
me
the
back.
Clean through the hand,
and I was like leave me alone.
Oh, no.
I, like, twisted around real quick, and I was like, leave me alone. And I had my pencil in my hand, and it ended up lodging into their eyeball.
What?
Right here.
No way.
Yeah, Nicole Bonick. I stabbed her right in the face.
I remember the pencil.
Holy smokes. Did she move her eye around, and the pencil, like, moved with it? Like,
she didn't move. She just, like, kept it closed and, like, yelled with the pencil sticking out.
Oh, my God.
We had a substitute.
Did she ever use that eye again?
Yeah, her eye was fine. Luckily, it stopped, like, right... Like, it was stuck inside the lid. And, like,
oh,
didn't
my
get
gosh.
Into the eyeball, so it, like, was hanging in the lid, like, kind of, like, droopy, you know? Like, but it was in it. And, you know, yeah, I did that. And I'm sorry. And I felt bad, and I do feel bad.
you know, but
you know what it feels like now, and you'll always be.
But she had it coming.
She was,
you're saying, she was pushing me.
She was pushing me. Had it coming. She was pushing me. You know, and
she pushed a little too hard.
I you know, swung around and.
Do you think it's one of those? Do you think it's one of those things where every stabbing gets a little easier? It's like you know, like him.
Well,
and
that
talk
was
about.
The one and only stabbing.
Well, I'm talking like stab number two. You think that's gonna be a little easier?
I bet if I did stab again, I'd be like, ah, that wasn't as bad as the first stab. You know,
yeah.
That was first grader. You know, I thought you were about Iceman.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, the Iceman. It gets a little easier every time.
Yeah. So you better watch out for stab number two.
John, same goes for you and your tagging, man. It gets easier.
Yeah.
Oh, you did. Did you ever do a crime?
No, never did a crime.
Do a crime.
Never did a crime. Can't do the time. Haven't done it. Won't do it.
Have you ever been stopped by a cop?
Stopped by a cop? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What did you get stopped for?
You know, driving recklessly, I guess. Speeding, whatnot. Seatbelts when you're a kid.
Yeah.
Logan, spill the beans. What about your crimes?
No crimes here.
Oh, come on.
Not even a speeding ticket.
Not
even a speeding ticket.
Ever.
Ever. I've had plenty of parking tickets.
That's
I'm
a
really
crime.
Bad at parking.
Misdemeanor.
That's not a crime.
Yeah, it's a misdemeanor.
Yeah, it's a misdemeanor.
No. And nothing ever has happened.
Those
with
are
a
crimes.
Cop.
That's illegal. You are breaking the law.
I think there's a term for is that a misdemeanor? Seriously?
I don't know if it's a misdemeanor, but you are breaking the law. It is a petty crime.
I've received.
Admit it, Logan.
I have received citations for bad parking. I'm not tagged. I've
just
not
say
tagged.
Just admit it. It'll feel better if you say I committed
free,
a crime.
No stabbings here.
I've been
couch full of criminals.
Oh, I think you told me this. This is good. Yeah. Can you tell the story? This is a good
stabbed.
Story. This is a good story.
Yeah, you did get stabbed.
I got stabbed three times. This podcast is running long. Should I tell the stab story?
We got
next
2 minutes
week?
Left.
Tell the stab story. Left? Tell one stab story. We'll tell the other two later.
Okay.
Or was it stabbed three times at once?
Or just give us the like each stabbing just quickly, and then we'll,
it was all the same time.
The same night.
It was all
right?
The same incident.
I remember
what
a heck of a night.
I got stabbed in the kidney and hit in the skull with a baseball bat, aluminum baseball bat. Originally thought it was a bottle. I had a few adult beverages, and I was at a bar across the street from the University of Notre Dame, hanging out with friends. One of my friends was a known troublemaker of sorts.
Rabble rouser.
Yeah. He roused some rubble with a couple of ruffians, picked a fight, and my buddy was like, hey, these guys are going to beat me up. Please help me. Come outside. Let's go take him. It's like, don't go outside, and he drags us outside, and my friend Kevin and I look around and see that our buddy who started the incident was nowhere to be found. He basically picked a fight and then ran away. So my friend Kevin and I are standing there surrounded by these guys trying to defuse the situation. Fists start swinging. Next thing I know, I heard like a tink sound. I thought someone hit me over the head with a bottle. And I remember thinking to myself, oh, I'm tougher than that. They can't stop me with a bottle. So I just kept fighting. And then I heard the tink sound again, and something like registered in my head. Something went, Dez, that's not a bottle. That's the sound of an aluminum baseball bat. And then I said, whoa, guys, just kind of like that. And they all realized that I was sort of messed up at that point. And everyone just stopped fighting, and I stood up and I put my hand on my head. And the second I put my hand on my head, just this geyser of hot blood started pouring down my face, and I could hear the kids go, oh my god, and they took off and ran when they saw me all messed up like that.
So you weren't stabbed.
Hold on.
I go to the they call the cops, someone there called the cops. I got in a car with someone, I can't even remember who, and they took me to the emergency room, and they're stapling up my head and checking me out, and the nurse is like, oh my god, what happened here? And she pulls up my shirt, and I had been stabbed in the back.
How many beverages did you have? You were like Superman.
Maybe
you
too many.
Just had PCP.
Maybe too many.
You had a couple.
And a couple. Yeah. But I was okay. Turned out all right.
That makes me feel better about stabbing if you don't even really feel it at first.
No, you don't feel it. You don't even know what happens.
I don't know, guys.
I think if you're wasted
I feel
beyond
like
belief,
most of the time, I could say it's safe to say you do feel
it. If you would feel it, I'm pretty sure I was just... had a few too many adult beverages.
Timer done.
Got it.
Yeah.
That's the show.
All right.
So on that note.
That is one hell of a show. We went from snacks to petty crimes to attempted murder.
But I still didn't hear Benji's three favorite snacks.
Or anyone's gifts that they're buying for their girlfriends. There were a lot
of
things
like
on your list.
I feel like everybody was just ducking my questions.
That we didn't get to.
I was there for the... Thanks, man.
We didn't solve any issues today's podcast, but I wasn't expecting that we were going to.
Wait, weren't we supposed to answer questions from Twitter people?
The only guy that really tweets us is at Brett Robbins.
What was one? Let's answer one of his questions.
Brett Robbins,
Let's answer one question.
Brett Robbins wants to know how much everyone benches.
Oh, yeah.
Every time we ask for questions, at Brett Robbins tweets
out,
do you guys
actually
know? How much do you bench? Yeah, we actually do know him. Sadly.
Do, do we know how much we bench?
Yeah.
I haven't maxed out on a bench since high school.
Do you want to try benching me? I'm like 170. You want to see if that
bench
works?
Bench Logan.
Not really.
Just on this table right here, I'll like swan dive on your hands.
Not really. I don't want to do it. Maybe next time.
Just right close there. This is right there. Say your announcements.
No, that's the cool thing about being an adult. You can just say no and you don't have to do shit if you don't feel like
hard no's.
Just a hard no.
Yep. Okay. Just a standard nope.
Maybe
just
some other time.
For me right now.
I'll take a rain check.
You let me know when you want to bench me.
Do you want to bench, me?
I'll try.
Okay, let's do it.
All right.
Don't forget your last announcements.
All right, so before Logan benches me and this all goes to hell, Video Game High School premiere on October 13th. We are premiering the first episode at New York Comic Con on October 11th.
Freddie's going to be there.
We'll be there in person with co-writer Will Campos.
Get your tickets.
Don't forget to follow us on Twitter and send us pictures of bus wraps and billboards, and you guys will be entered into a contest to win the
BGHS
Seasons 1 and 2 Blu-ray Combo Pack. Thank you, audio engineer Alex Reeves, Benji Dali for producing the podcast, John for joining us, telling us all about your favorite chips.
Zaps, sponsor us. Zaps, I love you.
Zaps. Hey, all right, we're going to end it with
John,
a Logan bench.
Benji, can you stabilize him? I'm not going to be able to balance him. I'm just going to like brute force push him.
Wait, Dez, you need a plank on him?
Yeah, he's going to plank, man.
Oh, God.
Here we go.
My long ways?
How stabilized?
How tough are you, Logan?
How tough are you?
What is the sickness away?
Okay. All right. Ready? Here. Well, don't like jump. Here, go slow.
I'm not gonna jump. I'm gonna push off of your chest here. Get on him. Logan, be extra strong.
In your chest.
Logan, be extra strong.
Okay.
All right.
He can't do it. He can't do it.
That's the show. That's the show. Tell him goodbye. Goodbye.
Sign us out, Logan.
Take care, everybody.